Hey, thanks for having Highway Radio on. Gonzo's me. Hey, Josh Bell, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm well. Are you still full of hate?
Of course.
Yay!
Josh Bell hates everything!
That's right! Including your movie!
Josh Bell hates everything!
Except me!
So we talk about movies. I see the trailer, and then Josh actually has to watch the movie. So let's go to the trailer for The Art of Racing in the Rain. Did I get that right?
You did.
And this is the clip.
He picked me out of a pile of pups, a tangled mass of paws and tails.
This one. Definitely this one.
The pick of the litter.
She always said that.
Well, just a minute now. We were thinking of keeping them.
He always said that, too.
Hey.
Oh no, this is another dog movie.
It's another dog movie.
How many dog movies have we had this year?
More than enough.
And why do we have them?
And not only is it the dog movies, but it's the movies where the dog is the narrator, and
yes,
it is from the perspective of the dog.
The dog's inner monologue.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, the dog monologues constantly during this movie.
Look, do you have a dog?
I don't.
I'm not a dog person. I live with two dogs, and I happen to know that their inner monologue is how soon can I get to a place where I can lick myself.
Yes.
That's the dog's inner monologue.
Yeah, they give you a little more than that.
Okay,
in
all
this
right.
Movie.
So who's I recognize that voice.
Yeah, we've got Kevin Costner in his sort of world-weary mode.
Right.
As the voice of Enzo the dog.
Okay.
And the title is The Art of Racing in the Rain because Enzo's owner, played by Milo Ventimiglia from This Is Us and a few other things, but that's the big thing that people know him now. He is a race car driver.
And so Enzo is probably named because of...
Enzo Ferrari.
Ferrari.
Yes,
right, okay.
Exactly. And Enzo has a lot of observations about life that relate to car driving, car racing. And Enzo he's a dog and he's got a sort of existential dilemma because he wishes that he was a human. And all he wants is to also be a race car driver.
Oh, because dogs love the racetrack.
They do.
They love loud noises
yes.
and stuff like that,
yes.
right?
Yeah. Enzo loves the racetrack. So, yeah, I mean, this is in the tradition of we had a dog's purpose and a dog's right. journey and a dog's way home. And those were actually all based on books by the same author. This is based on a book by a different author.
Okay.
But it is a similar concept in that we have the dog narrating and the dog witnesses the lives of these humans that go through these ridiculous melodramas. So Milo Ventimiglia's character, Denny Swift, the race car driver, he's
all right.
struggling in his job, and he falls in love, and he gets married to a woman played by Amanda Seyfried, and then she gets brain cancer, there's a child custody battle, and it's all of this ridiculous, manipulative, tear-jerking stuff, and meanwhile the dog is talking nonstop in the voice of Kevin Costner
right.
and making all of these philosophical observations that really are far beyond, as you were just saying, far beyond what we would imagine a dog, might really say.
He's thinking about the ottoman and how much he loves humping the ottoman.
Yeah.
Let's face it, right?
And that would have been more entertaining, I think. And this movie exists solely to get the audience to cry. It opens with the flash forward to Enzo the dog on his deathbed.
Oh, no.
And then we're just waiting the whole movie for Enzo to die.
Please die.
In the meantime, someone else dies of cancer.
Oh,
a person dies of cancer. And it's really just, how many times can we get the audience to cry? And I just can't stand that.
All right. So for the feel-good movie of the summer, The Art of Racing in the Rain, Josh Bell, who hates everything, gives this movie how many stars?
I give it a 2 out of 5.
Wow. It's
not the worst dog movie of the year,
okay.
amazingly enough.
All right.
It was better than A Dog's Way Home.
Let's take that then. Josh Bell also does a podcast. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Awesome Movie Year is a podcast that I do with comedian Jason Harris, and we talk about the movies of a particular year in each season. We're going through the movies of 1994 this season, and we just talked about Wes Craven's New Nightmare, which is one of my favorites.
Right.
So check that out at awesomemovieyear.com and all the podcast places.
Right, and make sure you swing by joshbellhateseverything.com. Josh, good to see you, man.
Thanks for having me.
Drive carefully, everybody. This is Highway Radio.